Work is not something to be avoided. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the daily podcast where we are reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This is episode number 207. I'm Steve Webb, your host. Welcome. I'm glad you decided to join me today. Our reading today is Proverbs 13, after which I'll have some comments. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for a new day to serve you. Thank you for your promises. Thank you that you're on the throne of heaven and that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you that you're faithful even when we are not. Forgive us where we fail you, Lord. And as we read your word today, I humbly ask that you would make it alive in us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 13. A wise son listens to the discipline of his father, but a mocker doesn't listen to correction. People eat well from the fruit of their words, but the treacherous have an appetite only for violence. People who watch their mouths guard their lives, but those who open their lips are ruined. The lazy have strong desires but receive nothing. The appetite of the diligent is satisfied. The righteous hate false words, but the wicked create disgust and scorn. Righteousness guards the innocent on the path, but wickedness misleads sinners. Some pretend to be rich but have nothing, while others pretend to be poor but have great riches. Wealth can ransom a person's life, but the poor don't even receive threats. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked goes out. The empty-headed cause conflict out of pride. Those who take advice are wise. Riches gotten quickly will dwindle, but those who acquire them gradually become wealthy. Hope delayed makes the heart sick. Longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Trouble will come on those who despise a word, but those who respect the commandment will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning a person away from death traps. Good insight brings favor, but the way of the faithless is their ruin. The prudent all act intelligently, but fools display their stupidity. Wicked messengers fall into trouble, but a reliable one brings healing. Poverty and shame come to those who don't care about instruction. Honor belongs to those who heed correction. A desire fulfilled is pleasant, but fools find deviating from evil disgusting. Walk with wise people and become wise. Befriend fools and get in trouble. Trouble pursues sinners, but good things reward the righteous. Good people leave their grandchildren an inheritance, but the wealth of sinners is stored up for the righteous. A poor person's land might produce much food, but it is unjustly swept away. Those who withhold the rod hate their children, but the one who loves them applies discipline. The righteous eat their fill, but the wicked have empty stomachs. Well, beloved, one theme I picked up in today's reading was that of industriousness. There's much value in hard work and applying oneself to supporting himself and his or her family. Sitting around wishing and hoping for wealth or even life's necessities usually reaps little reward and often leads to ruin. Yes, Jesus said that if the Father cares for the sparrows, he certainly cares more for us, and that if we seek him first, the necessities will be provided to us. But God gave most of us the ability to earn our way in one way or another. And for those who are unable to do so because of real and extreme circumstances, God expects families and churches to step in to help. The idea that the government should provide for able-bodied people is not a biblical principle. This is something that has been a recent invention in human history and one that rarely helps the individual or society. A person who can work should work. We were made to work, and even in heaven there will be work. Revelation 22:3 tells us that in the New Jerusalem, the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. His servants? Yes, that's you and me. But, beloved, work in heaven will not be like work here. It won't be drudgery. It won't be hard labor. There will be no petty rivalries or politics. Our work will be to serve the Lord, and it will be satisfying and rewarding. God created us to work. In the Garden of Eden, even before Adam and Eve sinned, Genesis 2:15 says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it." And Eve was to be Adam's helper. Thus, she was designed for work as well. So work is not a part of the curse, but hard and painful toil is. We're made in the image of God, are we not? Did you ever think of God as being one who works? Jesus, in answering the Pharisees as to why he did work on the Sabbath, said in John 5:17, "My Father is always at his work, and to this very day, and I too am working." So again, we're made to work because we are made in God's image. Work is not something to be avoided. Work can be a noble and good part of life. Paul said in Colossians 3:23, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord." What are your thoughts? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. To find out what Bible translation I use today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 207, or check your podcast app. Tomorrow we'll read Ezekiel 37 through 42. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here today. Bye.